Okay, so Shira, really, the reason why we had you in here, other than to give us the straight news on the Celtics, is about a different piece entirely that you wrote for the Boston Globe magazine. You're a woman of many talents.
Many interests.
And talents. And this has to do with the fact that people aren't very good, even if they try to be. They're not great about making decisions that are good for the environment, naturally, right? I mean, like, you can recycle, you can drive a hybrid car, but maybe you still get on an airplane to travel long distances, or you keep buying tons and tons of stuff.
Say, yeah, we're big consumers. We like to just accumulate lots and lots of stuff and fly lots and lots of places and do lots of gas guzzling activities.
Yeah, and so but there's an emerging branch or emerging use of neuroscience to get us to behave better or make better choices when it comes to the environment?
Yeah, I was going to say, it sort of happened in this weird way. I'll give you a little bit of an origin story here, which was I was at a cocktail party and I met this neuroscientist, neurosurgeon, pediatric neurosurgeon at Massachusetts General Hospital named Dr. Tina Duhame. And we started off talking about concussions, a very sports-oriented thing. And I said, so, you know, normal cocktail party talk, you know, what else do you do in your spare time? She goes, well, I'm trying to work on tapping into the brain's reward system in a way that helps us make better choices for the environment. And I said, ooh, please explain what that means.
Yeah.
And she basically said, you know, we have these impulses, you know, we get these dopamine hits for doing certain things. You know, your brain's reward system kicks into high gear, you know, when, for example, when you eat dessert or something like that.
Or
like,
when you're gambling.
Or when you're
gambling.
I mean, gambling.
The casinos know this
exactly.
Really well. Yeah.
Exactly. Gambling, eating sweet stuff, doing, you know, some fun activity that you enjoy, you know, sort of a little dopamine hit. And it could be anything. It could be learning a new skill sometimes. And she says, well, wouldn't it be nice if we could translate that into ways in which you made better environmental choices? And I don't want to say trick the brain, but sort of manipulate your thinking in a way that you are making better choices for the environment and getting that dopamine hit for doing that.
Right. So, I mean, it's harnessing sort of a very natural, deeply ingrained aspect of how our brains
exactly.
work, but, for good, right?
Exactly.
Doing good. I mean,
exactly.
Give us some examples on how some companies are doing
Yeah.
this.
I mean, so one of the things that kind of gives you a little bit of hit is when you're better than somebody else or sort of your brain gets a nice little dopamine rush from competition. So whatever source has done, they've tapped into that competitiveness.
Oh, with those letters they're
yes,
sending.
Yes, yes. Have you received those letters? How do you do? Are you
okay.
average or above
so
average?
So these are
magnet?
These letters that say in comparison to your neighbor, you're
yes.
using less, more, the same amount of energy.
Yes.
And I'm going to say, I'm shamefully going to admit that we're using more than average, but I think I have determined the culprit. We have a really inefficient refrigerator, which is like on all the time and it's big and horrible. But it would cost a lot to replace it. So I think that's the culprit, but we're not doing as well as our neighbors, sadly.
But you do look at those reports.
Yeah, and I feel bad.
Exactly. And so what they found is, so whatever source did is they put those reports out precisely to tap into the natural competitiveness, the brain's rewarding of competitiveness. And they're hoping to change behavior by doing that. And they've actually, I think over the last 3 years that they've sent these reports out, saved around 2% of energy consumption. So they've cut down on energy consumption across their customer base.
Okay, but I'm curious.
2%.
I'm curious how many materials they use to send out those letters.
Well, I think they are transitioning. I did ask that, and they are transitioning to email. So some of them are
okay.
hard copy, but they are transitioning to email. But to your point about your old refrigerator, what they've also noticed is it sparked an interest in a conversation in their customers to do more. So they have more people contacting them about how can they be more energy efficient to be even better than their neighbors.
Okay, good. So you also, I mean, this leads us to another aspect of the piece you wrote for the Globe magazine where you talked to folks who said we have to also reframe how we even think about or talk about making environmentally conscious choices, right?
Yeah, I mean, this is all part of it. And I think another example is an experiment. This was this towel usage experiment, which I thought was pretty interesting, where three scientists went out and they basically asked hotel guests to reuse their towels, but they prompted them in one of two ways. You know, help save the environment, reuse this towel, or again, tapping into that competitiveness and saying 75% of the guests who stayed at this hotel reused their towels. Join them in helping save the environment. Uh-huh. And that reframing, that subtle shift in language, that comparison helped tap into the brain's reward system.
Okay, but you're at the beginning of your piece. I mean, I laud this effort, but what I'm also thinking is that it's a gigantic mountain to climb, because at the beginning of your piece you have example after example of how powerful the in terms of getting stuff, like all the stuff Americans have,
because that's where your dopamine hit is now.
And
like,
it's
right?
and quite frankly, we have, you know, advertising, marketing, an entire economy that's built around you buying more stuff. I mean, you said that the average American household has 300,000 items in it.
Yeah,
300,000.
Yeah, yes, but keep in mind that's like from sofas to salad forks.
But I mean, you talk to people who are like, I don't know, at Target, there to get one thing, and they end up with a shopping cart full of stuff.
Yes, and I mean, it is. I mean, it's a long slog. This is not something, you know, we didn't evolve to the way we are in, you know, 15, 20, 30, 40 years. We evolved over hundreds of thousands of years. So this is a long slog, but it's a little bit of a deeper way of looking at it. I know people have looked at the behavioral aspect of, you know, how can we be greener and make greener choices, but this is really looking at it on a biological level and taking a deeper dive into it. It's going to take time, though, and it's going to take a buy-in from corporations. One of the things that Dr. Duhaime is proposing is a green children's hospital, because she wants to study both how the individual responds to this way of looking, tapping into the brain's reward system for greener behavior, and to study how she can make larger industries like the healthcare industry use
it. What about all those folks out there who say, you know what? Yes, I'm all for saving the environment, but I don't want to live in a world where my neuroscience, my neurobiology is constantly being manipulated, whether it be through advertising or companies, you know, who are trying to, like, use brain science to change my
But you're
my
already
behavior.
There, right? I mean, aren't we already there? I mean, it's just a question of how do you want it to be manipulated? Do you want it to be manipulated for good, or do you want it to be manipulated for evil? You know, evil being the non-green side of things. Do you want it to be manipulated so that you're leaning toward behaviors that help the environment? I'd say I want myself, I'd like to be manipulated for good. If it's for good, I'm okay with it.
Well, Shira Springer's article in the Boston Globe magazine is called "Why Is It So Hard to Stop Buying More Stuff?" We've got a link to it at our website, radioboston.org. And yeah, as you heard earlier, Shira also knows a thing or two about basketball.
Because there's a whole green theme here going on with the Celtics and the environment. That's the connection.
She's WBUR sports and society reporter. Shira, thank you as always.
Thank you for having me.
We'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.